Our next report comes from Bemidji, and this is from the Gene Dillon Middle School. Jeff Wade is the teacher over there.
Good Friday, everyone. This is Jordan with your phrenology report from chilly Gene Dillon Elementary. It was 33 degrees below zero this morning, without windshield. Savannah saw a bald eagle outside the school window on Friday. Mr. Wade had a ruffled grouse land on a branch by his bird feeder. Caden has been spending time in the spear house, hoping for a northern pike to swim in. He has speared a few this winter. An interesting fish he is seeing is a bowfish fin. We started the twig activity sent by Mr. Latimer on Friday the 18th. Our twigs are red maple, poplar, our paper birch. They are facing the east. Ellie has been observing how the ice cold weather has been affecting on nature. The sun dogs were around the sun on Thursday. Someone saw a flock of turkeys fly across the road by Lake George. Our greenhouse is producing plants about 3 inches high. When our roots are longer, we will place them in our garden. Our rainbow trout are healthy and strong. Currently, they are in the fry stage, approximately 5 centimeters long. That's our report for this week. Stay warm, and thanks for listening in.
Thank you, Dillon. And Dillon's got some good advice there. Stay warm, and if that means you're going outside, then bundle up. And you might want to put a scarf across the lower half of your face. Keep your eyes clear, though. It makes it for easier getting around. I like the note from the Spear House about the bowfin, and I wonder if the bowfin is another name for a dogfish. I used to see a lot of those, and I still do, actually, when I go out snorkeling in the summertime. They like warm water, and so I often see them up in the shallows. Sundogs in the Bemidji area as well.